not once deliberately hurt a teammate. Did he love snorting coke? Yes. Did he love lesbian sex shows? Yes. Did he love sleeping with 2, 3, 4, 5, yes, 5, women at a time in precisely choreographed orgies? Yes. Did he love strip clubs and hookers and house calls from exotic dancers with names like Bambi and Cherry and Saucy? Yes, yes, yes. Was he loyal to his football team? Undeniably. Throughout the cowboy reign of the 1990s, which started with a laughable 1-15 season in 1989 and resulted in 3 Super Bowl victories in 4 years, no one served as a better teammate, as a better role model, than Michael Irvin. He was first to the practice field in the morning, the last to leave at night. He wore weighted pads atop his shoulders to build muscle and refused to depart the complex before catching 50 straight passes without a drop. 12 years after the fact, an undrafted free agent quarterback named Scott Stempelfelter still recalls Irvin begging him to throw slants following practice on a 100-degree day in 1995. In the middle of the workout, Mike literally threw up on himself as he ran a route, says Stempelfelter. Most guys would put their hands on their knees and say, screw this.